This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. India and Laos PDR signed 6 MOUs and agreements in various fields, including defense cooperation, customs, audiovisual, and preservation of heritage. India also decided to provide $1 million financial assistance to Laos through the India-UN Development Partnership Fund for a project to improve nutrition security. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Sonakshi Sirisena in Vientiane. On the second day of his visit in Laos, Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met President Thongloun Sisoulith in Vientiane. The two leaders discussed bilateral ties and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the close partnership. Earlier, speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. After concluding his successful two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi reached New Delhi yesterday. India has dismissed reported claims made by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau regarding a significant discussion with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Vientiane, Laos PDR. According to official sources, no substantive talks occurred between the two leaders. India reiterated its concern over ongoing Khalistani activities on Canadian soil and called for decisive action against those involved in promoting violence, extremism and terrorism. In GNK, Omar Abdullah of National Conference yesterday staked claim to form the government and handed over the letters of support from Congress, CPIM, AAP and Independents to the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. Later, speaking to the media, he said that he has requested the Lieutenant Governor to fix a date for the swearing-in ceremony so that the government can be formed in Jammu and Kashmir. The Mysuru-Darbhanga Express met with an accident at Kevarapettai near Gumudipindi in the Chennai division at around 8:50 p.m. last night. Eyewitness accounts says that the impact was severe, resulting in multiple injuries among those on board the train. According to Southern Railways, the train collision occurred when the Mysuru-Darbhanga Express passed Ponneri near Chennai. The train crew experienced a heavy jerk and the train entered into a loop line and collided with a goods train that was standing there. 6 coaches were derailed, but there were no casualties. The few passengers who were injured were taken to the hospital. A medical relief van and rescue team have rushed to the accident site. The helpline numbers are 044-253-4152 and 044-243-54995. Passengers of an Air India Express flight had a narrow escape yesterday when the aeroplane developed a technical snag with its landing gear soon after getting airborne. The flight was going from Trichy to Sharjah with 154 passengers and crew. An emergency appeal was sent to the Tiruchi airport so that the aircraft could land. After 2 hours of flying and exhausting most of the fuel, the flight landed at the airport safely. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has been instructed to conduct a thorough examination of the aircraft Air India Express flight to determine the exact cause of reported hydraulic issue. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has commanded the Army for the high standard of operational preparedness and capabilities. He was virtually addressing the second Army Commanders Conference in Gangtok, Sikkim. He said issues related to defence diplomacy, indigenisation, information warfare, defence infrastructure and force modernisation should always be contemplated in such a forum. Mr. Singh added, war preparedness should be a continuous phenomenon. Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has notified scheme guidelines for implementation of innovative projects under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. Under the scheme component innovative projects, 500 crore rupees have been earmarked to encourage advancements in rooftop solar technologies, business models and integration techniques. And that is the end of this news bulletin.